like to heal your body with digital muscle testing. Beth Milbrecht will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Beth is that she's a health detective who works with brilliant, intuitive people who know their symptoms mean something. And she helps people get exact answers, not more guessing. And she uses digital muscle testing to find hidden imbalances and provides custom remedies with one-on-one coaching. And clients describe Beth as having Google Maps for your health. So Beth, tell us about what is digital muscle testing and how can someone use it to heal their body with it?
Heal Podcast with Lily Petrescu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.
Oh, great. Thanks, Lily. Yes, digital muscle testing is a advanced type of work that has been done in person for years. So you might experience this yourself when you feel pulled to something. You're like, oh, look at that flower, or you're at the farmer's market and you really feel the pull to get certain vegetables or fruits. You are responding to what your body is asking for. And if you work with a practitioner in real life, that person can press on your arm or use different techniques to ask questions and find out what your specific body is looking for. Not your brain, but your body's electric communication system. And now, well, there has been for quite some time, but there's a way to do this remotely using lab-grade equipment and computer software to ask questions. It's like sending a text message to your body's communication system, reading the answer and storing it in the software. And that allows me to figure out what's out of balance and what you need to be in balance.
That's so interesting. So I have experienced a muscle testing in person where someone was asking me, is your name some other name that is not my name? And then kind of like my arm was really weak. And then they asked me my name and then my arm was a lot stronger. And I'm wondering, like, why does that work? And how can someone leverage this information to get healthier?
Sure. So why it works is because your body knows the truth. So when I say your name is Lily, and if we were in person and I pressed on your arm muscles would stay strong. But if I say your name is Louise, you know that's not right. And there's a momentary weakness in your arm muscles because your body knows the truth. It knows the resonance of your name. Your name has energy and you're responding to that. It's happening faster than your brain can even process it. So when your practitioner is saying, well, let's see what's out of balance. Let's check your thyroid. Let's check your heart. Let's check your spleen or your liver or your pancreas. And they're pressing on different parts of you and checking your arm. They're not asking your brain, how is Lily's pancreas today? They're checking in with the energetic frequency and your body naturally will give a response to that. So that can happen digitally as well, remotely as well. And it happens because your whole body is an electric communication system and each individual part of you has a specific vibration. So that's what we're being tapped, but that's what we're tapping into.
Thank you. Now, let's say I already know that I have sore throat issues and some ovarian issues and a headache and migraine occasionally, and I have a cough and sore throat, like regular recurring sore throat. How do I solve it? How do I solve this issue with digital muscle testing?
So I am a practitioner, but there's practitioners all over the world who use the type of software I use, and the equipment is called Quest 4. There's other manufacturers, but you could go to someone who does this. And if you wanted to do it without going to a person, without benefiting from the digital part, the muscle part, the way you would do it is you need to ask yourself, well, what is out of balance? And it's a process of inquiry and continually asking your body. And if you feel drawn to take a supplement that you think is going to work for you, hold it in your hand and ask yourself, do I need this right now? And notice if you are drawn towards it or if you are kind of like pulling away from it. So you can muscle test yourself that way. There's other ways of, you can use your finger by pressing one finger on another or making rings. There's lots of videos on YouTube on how to muscle test yourself. And then you can learn how to do it for yourself. If you want to do it with digital muscle testing, you need to find a practitioner who has the digital equipment. But there's many paths to healing, and that should not get in the way of you being able to solve your headache and your sore throat and everything else that's happening.
Thank you. But tell me, for example, who would do the answers, let's say, because if I was to ask, okay, what's out of balance in my body or whatever, like, how do I know the answer to that?
Okay. So that's the difference between working with a trained practitioner and trying to figure it out for yourself. So when you want to try and figure it out for yourself, the best success I have is with people learning how to determine if the supplements they're taking and the foods that they're eating are beneficial, to get more in depth of why the ovarian issues are happening or what is the reason for the sore throat and the migraines. That's more than we can go over in a podcast, but that is where you'd want to seek out someone, either in person, or I work remotely, other practitioners do as well.
Thank you. Tell us about some case studies of people you've worked with where you've helped them to heal their body with digital muscle testing.
Sure. So I have one client who was very distraught because she would wake up in the morning with numb hands. So her hands would fall asleep. And so she started wearing wrist guards so that she wouldn't lose the nerve sensation. And then she started noticing that her knees were weak and she couldn't go up and down the stairs. And this woman is young. She's about 50 years old. And she couldn't walk up and down the stairs without a lot of pain, stopped going to dance class. And she lives at the beach. And she was afraid to walk on the sand because she didn't know if she would slip and fall because the sand is uneven. And so I worked with her. And what we found was a lot of chemical residue that needed to be processed. So that was the first thing which started moving. And then when we also found some nutrients that were were missing, so she needed to change what she was eating. I always recommend food when something is out of balance instead of just supplements. I prefer people get it from food. And then we started, and I gave her some very simple movement exercises. And within a few weeks, she was walking up the stairs and down the stairs without any pain. She went back to dance class. And she really, in the following month, she had so much energy that she decided to go out and get a new job. And she did. She got a new job. So, you know, when you have enough energy and you feel good, you can do so many things.
Thank you. What tends to be the cause of the kind of issues that kind of lead to people getting illness? Is it like trapped energy? Is it trapped emotions? Is it diet? Or is it like a number of things? For every single person, it's a different thing.
There are different things, but there are a couple categories. So the main categories that I see are nutrient deficiencies. So our soil is not as healthy as it used to be. There's a lot of pesticides and things like that that really decrease the availability of minerals and vitamins. So the first thing is, are there any deficiencies in nutrients? And sometimes people just aren't eating that well. They don't eat enough protein, or if they're plant-based, they're not soaking their grains and they just are not getting all of the nutrients. So nutrients. The second thing is environmental toxins. I see a lot of chemicals, heavy metals. There's pollen and things like that, and pesticides. So those are the things that get stuck in the body. They get stuck in cartilage and in fat tissue. And then the third thing is emotions, both the current emotional state as well as old emotions, the trapped emotions from long ago. Those are ones that linger in the body and they're there trying to keep you safe, but they really are settling into areas of weakness.
Thank you. I actually used the emotion code about a year and a half ago in combination with, I think, a type of muscle testing. I'm not sure if it's called muscle testing, actually. It's the one where you sway forward or backward based on the answer. And I just wanted to kind of make sure that I was doing it right. And I was never really quite sure that I was doing it right. And I never was able to properly master the art of doing the muscle testing so well to be sure that I was doing it right. Can you tell us a few ways that someone could actually do the muscle testing by themselves?
Sure. Yeah. So the emotion code, and there's also by the same practitioner, the body code. So emotion code is wonderful. And that is something that you and your listeners can do on your own, because in that book and in his body of work, he gives a list. And so you can go down and say, is it anger? Is it resentment? Is it, and go through and see if you are leaning forward or backwards or any way that you are using to get a yes or a no, and then do his practice of how to release it. And then for the body, same, you know, you can reference his work, and then also different ways to see if it's right or wrong. The sway test is leaning forward and backwards. You can use your fingers, take your pointer finger and your thumb and interlock them in two loops. And when it is strong, you cannot break it. When it is weak, then one slips. It's very subtle and it's very easy to overthink it. And when you start overthinking, then you're not tapping into your body's communication systems. Some people like to use a pendulum. So they take a necklace chain and hang something on it that is meaningful to them. And they ask it, they ask the pendulum to swing back and forth for yes and side to side for no. But you can program your pendulum to respond to your energy in a way that is meaningful to you. Some people like clockwise and counterclockwise, but that is just a way of picking up your energy. That's like dowsing rods, when people would find water and they would hold copper, thin wire like rods, and they would move forward and backwards, and they would indicate the presence of the energy of water when a person was walking in the field, and then you'd know where to drill a well. So these things are, it's fine to use tools to tap into the energy, because sometimes we are overthinking so much that it's hard to listen.
Thank you. For those entrepreneurs or people that you've worked with where you've noticed they had some sort of nutrient deficiency or heavy metal or other of the issues that you mentioned earlier, the related to deficiency of nutrients, what did you put in place to make sure that people were going to be back to balance?
I look for food first. A lot of people can be deficient in fat, in good fat. There has been a culture for a long time that fat is bad. Maybe things should be low fat. And so depending on how much of that programming you absorbed, you might constantly think about having low fat choices. Or if you do eat fat, it might not be of the healthiest kind. So I ask people to eat fatty meats and fatty fish and butter and ghee and tallow and things like that. And for my plant-based friends, avocado and coconut, there are many types of good fats, the saturated fats, which your body needs to make cells. So the first step is food, and that's just one example with fat. If somebody is deficient, and then I will recommend a supplement. I don't sell supplements. I think that's a conflict of interest, but I will point people to a direction if they don't know where to go to get something. And so sometimes you do need a supplement, but remember, a supplement is supplemental. It's not something to be taken for months and months and years. It's just to correct an imbalance.
Thank you. So how do you start kind of getting to the nutrient deficiency or to the real core issue? Is it like you have a standard set of questions, or is it that you sense for every person it's something different? Because I find, for example, I'm very intuitive, so but I'm not a healer, and I'm not really in the healing space at all. But sometimes I just get certain like messages about people, and I'm thinking perhaps you use your intuition as well to kind of get to the root cause. And is it like a hot and cold cold kind of exercise?
So one thing you should know about me is I'm a mechanical engineer for 35 years. I'm a systems thinker. I also like data and I like objectivity. So I'm also a Reiki master teacher. So I know energy. I know energy from the energy, the electricity that's powering our computers right now, to the subtle energy of how the body works. And I know that it's very possible to be biased and influence results. So that's why I use the digital muscle testing. And the way I find out what you need is by asking. So the system I use is very customizable. So I have programmed many things into it. So when I come across and I say, oh, you have a sore throat and your sinuses and you have a headache, what could that be from? And I notice that it is out of balance because I sent a message and I got a message back. Now the next thing is, I'm not going to tell you, hey, I know that this is a problem. You know you have a problem. You want the solution. So then I run another series of tests that say, well, what would help you get into balance? And there are often homeopathic remedies, different energy signatures, different supports for if it's pollen, if it is sometimes when there's wildfires, there's lots of dust in the air that can be really hard on the respiratory system. And so I'm finding exact energetic signatures of things that you need. Then I take those energetic signatures and I charge them into a bottle of drops and some patches. So they become your custom homeopathic remedy. And that is, so I'm not guessing. I do have a lot of intuition, but I'm not using my intuition in that way, because then I might be guessing wrong. And you've probably already had a lot of guessing and you want something more precise.
That's so interesting. I still don't understand. How do you get these energetic signatures? Is it through the machine that you talked about earlier, or how exactly do you get to that?
So just like a song can be digitized and it can live on your phone, the energetic signature of everything can be digitized. And so I have that in my system. That's how I can send it to you and say, is this right? Do you need the energetic signature of a mineral? Boron, magnesium, selenium, all of them have a signature. They have a vibration, they have a frequency, just like they have a mass and a structure and a chemical formula. That's how I can check to see, is this right for you? And then if it is, then that's the signature I give to you in a homeopathic dose, so an energetic dose.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Tell me about, how did you start doing this work of helping people to heal their body with digital muscle testing?
Well, I've always been a little on the outside of just doing things my own way with raising my family and using homeopathy and hands-on healing, Reiki, to take care of my family. So I always wanted to help more people, but I didn't have a way. And 3 years ago, I discovered that this system existed. I experienced it for myself. And I knew that this was the missing piece, when I could ask all of these questions and come up with homeopathy in a customized way that was so comprehensive, that's addressing both the emotions and the physical at the same time. I knew that I could help more people beyond my friends and family. So I went from being really dismayed that people were so accepting of their health limitations, you know, just like, oh, I just get a headache every week. There's nothing I can do. I take the medication. It makes me nauseous. Oh, I guess that's life. No, it's not life. We can solve this. We can figure it out. And there are many paths to healing. And so I'm contributing a way that works well, the way that I understand energy. And with my engineering background and brain and systems thinking, it's just one more way of helping people figure out how to get to their healthiest place.
Thank you. Are you saying that a lot of conditions that are considered incurable or chronic diseases can actually be, if not to say cured, but definitely have a major improvement.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And I've seen that with myself, with my clients. We just have a buildup of toxins in our body. We have poor elimination. Our lymph is clogged. Our liver is stagnant. People don't always move their bowels daily. You know, there's just a lot. And our world is stressful. We're taking in so much between social media and the news, and even movies are more violent. You know, when you see all that, it all comes into your body, and you need to metabolize. You need to metabolize your food as well as the stress, and keep the good things in and the bad things out. And then always moving your waste out by sweating and exercise, things like that. So yes, with that, I do believe in correcting deficiencies. Yes, most things that are called incurable can be really improved so much.
Thank you. What can someone do to reduce the likelihood of having a stagnant lymph and stagnant bowels and general stagnation in their body?
Okay, so the best way to take care of your elimination system is movement. So for your lymph, I did not invent it, but it's called the Big Six lymph tapping. And there are six major lymph areas. Lymph are your filters. They're not bad. And if they swell up, like around your neck, when you have a sore throat, they're just working overtime. So they get a little swollen. So rub them a little bit, rub underneath your jaw, on your neck, and you could tap them. And then your collarbone, rub there. Your armpits, lots of lymph there. Your abdomen has so many lymph nodes. Pat that and rub your lower abdomen. And then your groin area. And then also behind your knees. Do that. Those are the six major places. Do that, like rub for a count of 10 to 15. And then when you're all done, bounce up and down on your toes, because now you just activated it all. And now the lymph doesn't have its own pump. It relies on our muscles. So then if you bounce on your toes for, I don't know, count for a minute, it gets all of that moving. So that is one way. The other way is sweating. If you live in a place where it's hot, great, you get to sweat all the time. If you live in the north like I do, you might want to visit a sauna or engage in exercise where you break a sweat. That's super important. Dry brushing is wonderful. The Indian Ayurvedic practice of Abhyanga, which is where you rub oil on your skin, that helps move the lymph because you're circulating the tissues right underneath the skin. It also is wonderful to make your skin super soft.
Thank you. Tell us about some health tips you implemented on yourself because of knowing all this incredible knowledge around digital muscle testing.
So some things that I've implemented is that I don't take supplements unless I'm sure that I need them. So I test myself, and usually I get everything I need from food, but sometimes at changes of seasons, at different times of my life, I might need a little support. So I always test first. And then even during the day, when I'm going to take that supplement, I will check again and notice, do I really need this today? Because it could change from week to week. So even I don't finish a bottle of supplements just because I purchased it. I wait and see what I need. I make sure that I filter my water. I don't drink city water because now I know those toxins in city water can accumulate in your body. I make sure that I go outside, and it's getting warmer now in the north, but when it gets warm, I take my shoes off and I stand on the ground because I know that I am an electrical being and the earth is electric. So I want to make sure that I'm grounding myself. So I skip all the fancy grounding mats and grounding sheets, and I just go outside. And really, for the winter time, there's snow. I am not taking my shoes off in the snow, but as soon as it gets warm, I do that because I know how much I feel better with that.
Thank you. How can a person re-energize themselves? Because I was like so inspired by your idea of like just going outside and like sitting on the grass or something. Are there any other activities that can charge you up for health?
Yes, because we are a battery. We are electrical, so we do need to get charged up. So laughter is a great way. Being with your friends and people you love is a great way. Because cats and dogs walk on the ground, especially if you let your cats outside, but dogs are outside, they definitely have a better energetic balance. And when you pet them, they are removing some of your extra charge and dissipating it. So that's why we feel so good when we pet our animals, because they are balancing out our positive and negative, you know, as well as they're so soft and cuddly and loving. But pets are definitely a way to charge you up. Eating fresh food. So if you can go to a market and buy fruits and vegetables and then prepare it at home fresh, that's wonderful. That is really charges you up. So those are a few of my good tips.
Thank you. Tell us some other techniques that worked really well with some of your clients where they had perhaps some conditions and then you leveraged digital muscle testing to kind of get them towards healing.
Great. So because the system I use is completely customizable, I have programmed in everything I know. So I've been studying with a renegade naturopath for a very long time. And so I've learned a lot of practices. And so I have them all programmed in. Do you need castor oil on your liver? Would you benefit from some type of stretching? What type of stretching? So when I run a comprehensive test, I do check out of all of my things, what would benefit from you? And here's some of the big ones that come up. Deep breathing. So some kind of diaphragmatic breathing. And I don't like to get too fancy about it. Just exhale longer than the inhale. I find that if I start counting and counting my inhales and counting the hold and counting the exhales, suddenly I cannot breathe. it's too much to focus on. So just try and exhale and slow down and breathe into your whole body. And if you're doing it well, you just need 2 minutes. You don't need to do this for 30 minutes. It's just to get you back in your body, moving the air and the circulating the blood and oxygen. So breathing comes up. The lymph tapping that I told you about, that comes up a lot. Some people have problems with their joints and even the liver. Castor oil works really well. So castor oil is an old-time remedy. It is a wonderful healing oil. It's sticky, it stains, but it works really well. It's very deeply penetrating. And what it does is it allows more blood and oxygen to get to the tissues. It helps get the waste out so that the nutrients can get in. And so I recommend putting castor oil on that knee or the hip that hurts, or if you're working on your liver, put some on your liver, and then put an old cotton towel or cotton t-shirt across it and leave it on for at least 20 minutes. And if you can, go to bed with it and leave it on overnight. They make, there's a company that makes different wraps. And they have strings, so you can tie it around yourself. It's very simple. You could probably make something easily at home. But castor oil can be very mobilizing for helping get waste out of achy joints and the liver and getting in the new nutrients.
Thank you. For sore throat, what kind of questions would you ask the digital muscle testing machine that you have to kind of get to the real cause and the imbalance that may be leading to this?
So for the throat, that is both a combination of environmental, what is happening, what is draining, what is the condition of the sinuses, and what is the condition of the chest? And also, where are you holding back speaking your truth? So With that, a lot of times what comes up is facial massage that you do yourself. Oh, sure, you could go to the salon and or spa and have someone do it for you. But, you know, really tapping all of the sinuses, massaging the head to really all of this area can drain, rubbing the lymph nodes, and then also using steam, making a little steam tent, some very hot water with some eucalyptus essential oil and putting your head over it. So the questions I ask are around what is physically out of balance and what homeopathic remedies and energy signatures would we be balancing, and then also what practices, and then also what emotional support, what is being blocked. There's usually both physical and emotional. You are definitely feeling something physical. So we cannot just, it would be nice if we could just pray it away, or we could just say, oh, we will take away the fear of speaking. That's not going to always unclog everything.
Thank you. So for example, if you knew what caused this this trauma, let's say the trauma that led to my you can say my sore throat and my inability to speak, or like reduction in my ability to speak, how would you solve it? Like, would there be some sort of emotion, would you apply like the emotion code in combination with the digital muscle testing, and then some physical remedies, some homeopathy remedies as well, to kind of have like a holistic solution?
Yes, all three. So the first is I look at what you physically need to support. And it might be a physical supplement, it might be some food related thing, but typically for a sore throat, it's going to be homeopathic. And I'm going to find the exact right homeopathic remedies, the exact right Bach flower essence, the exact right frequencies. And that's what I give you in, I charge up into the bottle of drops. I do apply a version of the emotion code. When I do that, I switch over into Reiki mode, and I am using questions and that to remove any blocks. And then third, I do check for what practices would be beneficial. So all three would be my recommendations.
Thank you. Did you find any miraculous cures and healings with people that you worked, where people perhaps had chronic diseases for 20 years and then they kind of just recovered with the solutions that you provided?
Let's see. I know that I have helped people who did not think they would ever feel better. I can't tell you if they thought they would have it for 20 years, but one woman did say that she was told by doctors that she would always have, she had a lot of fatty deposits. She had a big fatty mass on her neck. She said, well, no one will ever operate on that, so you will just have to live with it. And she had them around her breast and in her abdomen. And now they are shrinking and they are not really visible anymore. So that's not incurable. I mean, that's not a terrible thing. It's just, to me, it's so obvious that your body is not able to process certain things. So it just accumulates and it puts it in a little ball for safekeeping. So I don't look at that as miraculous that we can dissolve these things, because your body's always trying to heal. And I've had people who have different labels, I don't like labels, but they have labels where they have, they're neurodivergent, and they go about the world in a thinking and not being able to interact with the world in a normal way, I would say. And after working with them, they had increased emotional regulation, ability to look at people and have conversations. So this was a young man in his early 20s. And some people would say that that's not possible, but anything is possible because your body always wants to heal.
Thank you. Did you have any awakening moment where you were drawn to this kind of work?
I did. So I didn't know about this work until I was studying something else. I was studying the interrelationship between magnesium, copper, and iron. They are interrelated. And there's someone who has done a lot of research in this work, and he has a certification program. And I thought, well, maybe I will book a session with one of his certified people so I can ask my questions because I want to learn more. And so I booked a session with a woman. She's a naturopathic doctor and a master herbalist. And I live in New York. And in New York, I'm not able to go get a blood test without going through a doctor. And I have to get permission, or I'd have to drive to a different state and have that done. And I was so frustrated. I was like, she wanted to, as part of her process, she would look at some blood results, and then we would have a conversation. And she said, well, we can't do that because I live in New York, and New York is very restrictive with how that works. And I wasn't going to a doctor, and I wasn't. So she said, well, why don't we try this other thing that I do? It's called bioenergetic testing. And the lady was so nice. And I thought, sure, I don't really need anything, but let's learn what this is. I always love learning new things. So we had a session, and she was telling me things about my own body that there is no way she could have known. Now, remember, she's a naturopathic doctor and a master herbalist. She's not an engineer. She's not a computer person, not a data person. And I kept saying, how do you know that? Tell me more. And she said, fine, let me just show you my screen. And so she shared, we were on Zoom, and she shared her screen of the software. And it was very complicated, but I started reading it line by line. And she had no idea on how accurate it was to my exact body. And I said, wow, how did you learn about this? What is this? And she says, I don't use it very much because I don't understand it. And I said, I understand it. This is for me. And that's when I decided to learn more and adopt this into my practice.
Thank you. How many people have you helped to heal their body with digital muscle testing?
Oh my goodness, how many people? I would say at this point, probably 120.
Wow. And what would you say is the most incredible case study that you've had out of all of them?
I had a person who came to me in midlife because nothing was working and she had gained 20 pounds. And I said, stop right there. I'm not a weight loss coach. She said, I know, but there's something that's keeping this weight on and I've gained 20 pounds and I don't like it. So we got to work and these things kept coming up and I did not know much about her life. And it turns out she's in an abusive relationship and she's in a violent relationship. And I asked her to get help from her local town from domestic abuse. And we worked together. And she was able to become strong enough in who she was and shedding all of those. She had a lot of emotional work, shedding so much that she was strong enough and she asked him to leave. And she did not allow any more abuse. And she went out. She got a new job. It's amazing when you're not under stress, you can really go and do what you want to do. And so helping a woman who was being abused in an intimate relationship, tell that person to leave her house and to become safe. That is, I think, very meaningful to me.
Thank you. You know, I suffered from migraines for the last 10 years, and I had migraines pretty much every day and sore throat and cough, right? And then what happened is in May 2024, a friend of mine through Zoom kind of applied the emotion code, which is something similar to the digital muscle testing alongside. Basically, you say, is this illness caused by anger, grief, and some other emotions? And we went through that. And after, I would say, about 15 minutes after we figured out which emotions were causing it, I kind of stopped having migraines, you know, and very, very rarely I get them, but I would say not even once a month. you know? And I find that to be like a very miraculous impact on my life because, you know, like when you are, when you have migraines, you become almost disabled because the only thing you think about is like, where is the bed and which movie can I bear to even watch because I'm in so much pain. And tell us more about the connection between emotions and the impact that trapped emotions have on people's body and how digital muscle testing can actually help to relieve a lot of that. Because I find that to be like so mind-blowing that like a pain that, you know, for me was almost considered incurable and also chronic, you know, for 10 years, just like goes overnight, just with something really simple, like in 15 minutes.
Yes, emotions really do go in the body. I imagine you have been, or any of the listeners have had a lot of stress and then feel their stomach hurt or feel uneasy. And that is the stress locking in there, or had a difficult conversation and your neck just feels tight and you feel all this tightness. So those are two examples of where stress goes into your body. And for some people, like you with migraines, I had a client with a wrist issue. That is the area of weakness where things settle in. And it gets trapped there. Some people, it's the lower back, but I don't know why it goes there. It might have to do with different things around the situation that cause the issue and why it goes to that particular spot. I don't know why. I am not proficient at, you know, being able to intuit why that is, but I can feel it. And you can also notice it with a tuning fork. If you had a tuning fork and you placed it around something that was out of balance, the tuning fork will go out of balance because the tuning fork is reading that. And so then you can use the tuning fork to help heal it. So why is it that it is so miraculous? It is because we are not just the skin and muscle and bone. We are our whole energy field. And everything that we've experienced in our life is stacked in here. It's surrounding us. Our heart extends out around us. That electromagnetic field is bigger than we are. And it's in our tissues. So I don't know why things get trapped, but if we don't have time to process it, or we were too young, then it's our job to take care of it now. And I'm glad you found that. You must feel so relieved to not have the weight and the pain of migraines.
Yes. And the thing is that I tried this kind of method with my friend, and he kind of disappeared. So I kind of need the help of someone else to help me with this, to complete the process for my throat and my cough, you know, because I do think that could also clear up as well, which I think is quite interesting, how some traumas can actually lead to chronic pain for many years. And I find it so fascinating how some people, like me perhaps, could be, you know, in pain for 20 years, could take medication, could be told, oh, this is incurable. And then in 15 minutes, the whole thing could be gone. I find it so interesting, like with exactly the method that you're teaching. So tell us where people can connect with you so they can also heal their body with digital muscle testing.
So the best way to connect with me is go to my website. It's yourhealthwithbeth.com. And there's a button there to take a quiz. You could take a free quiz and you'll get my insights on what area of your body to focus on first and my insights on what to do. So that's the first step. And I'm on all the socials, but you can definitely start there and get my insights.
Thank you.
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.